Eicha mean in English? It's not exactly an easily defined word. How, right? But Eicha in this context means A, where is Ko? Where is the word Ko? Now, what does the word Ko mean? Ko means the word so, which doesn't really mean much, the word so, S-O. But it does mean a lot, as only Rosh HaKalir, or the Baal Paitanim, and the ones who wrote the Kinos, could construct, that every word, time the word Ko is used, it always refers to a heightened level of Shechinas Hashem. Again, look around, most of you have an art scroll or something like an art scroll. If you go through each one of the verses, Eiko, where is the word so? Omer Kores La'ava Petzach, Bevrisben Abasarim, the word Ko was used, Ko Yela Netzach. And then you go through stanza by stanza, okay? The word Ko was used again by Kedis Yitzchak. The word Ko was used throughout. The word Ko. And how about the second part of the equation? Ko referred to the highest level of Hashgacha Pratis, of God's promise to the nation, of God's love of the nation, of the promise of the nation. And what's the second piece? V'hein ato. And how about now? Bulu, this is the first paragraph, Atzamai Beretzach. My bones are literally swallowed up. Lama Elokim Zanachto Lenetzach. If you look in the next one, V'hein ata dokru kepelach rayosecha. Now we're like speared, like a piece of fruit. V'hein ata bikachta ir melea teshuos. Now you've given tochacha, you have admonished, you've destroyed the city, melea teshuos. I want you to stop for a second, and I want to ask all of you to please join me in these thoughts. Of just the image of the potential for godless, the potential for beauty, for grandeur, of great promise, and the great degradation. I was thinking again this year about last summer, about the chassanim who got married, the chassanim who got engaged, and just days before their wedding, they were killed in Gaza. Thinking about the beauty of communities in Lithuania, places in Vilna, with Chaim Ozer and his Talmidim. And just years later, emaciated Talmidei Chachamim, mothers and children, see their bones through their flesh. The beauty, the grandeur, the promise, the Hashgacha Pratis, the promise of Hashgacha Pratis, and then just degradation. And that is a refrain over and over in every generation, in every person's life. You know, this past year, we lost a number of people. I never want to value one person's life more than others. But many of us, for one reason or another, felt a connection to Rav Moshe Tversky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Moshe Tversky, of course, was killed earlier in the year in Har Nof. And some people here probably went to Taurus Moshe, maybe had Rav Tversky as a Rebbe. For those who didn't, I'm sure you read much about his life. Rav Tversky was a person, and we use this word too often, a person of just the utmost tzidkus. A person who just every ounce of his fiber was about righteousness and dveikus, clinging to God. I don't want to say anything to diminish my Rebbe, Rav Meir Twersky, who's Rosh Yeshiva in YU and the younger brother of Moshe Twersky. But I know that the people here, the Belskys and others, have developed a relationship with Rav Twersky over the years. Rav Twersky, far and away, is the biggest tzaddik that I know and probably will ever meet. A person of just perfection in every ounce, in every fiber of his being. I told a story earlier in the year about Rav Twersky, but most of you were not there. I spoke in Shul that Shabbos. When I was undecided where to send my Nisanel, who's going to 11th grade, where to send for high school, I usually don't have a very difficult time making decisions, but it felt like a very big decision to send him to Heichal HaTorah, where he currently is learning, and Baruch Hashem has done very nicely, to send him to a different yeshiva with a different flavor altogether. Rav Twersky told me that when his son was 13, 14 years old, they were deciding between sending him to MTA or sending him to Shar HaTorah in Queens, where they're much more comfortable with Shar HaTorah. And he told me, he said, my wife and I, we couldn't sleep for months when our son was in eighth grade. He said, it felt like such a big decision and different directions and where is he going to be happy and such a critical stage of a kid's life. If you go to Shar HaTorah, you have to dorm. People who know Shar HaTorah, it's not the most gentle of places. And what happens if we send him there? And is he too sensitive? So I said, so what do Rabbi do? He said, well, we sent him to Shar HaTorah, but then his first year in high school, in ninth grade, he said, I would go learn with him every night for night seder. So he would go live in Riverdale, come to YU, give a shiur, learn all day, drive to Shar HaTorah, learn with his son all night, drive back to Riverdale every night for a year. He said, I just want him to feel the embrace of home as he was in the dormitory in Shar HaTorah. And people say about Rav Moshe Twersky that his tzidkus was even imaginable, even far surpassed, and this is what his own brother said, which of course I expect him to say, and his just love of people. Rabbi Rosenblatt, whose brother-in-law is Rav Moshe Twersky, he said, you know what the greatest tragedy of all of this is? He said, if these same boys who came breaking into the shul with blood in their eyes would have met my brother-in-law, Rabbi Twersky, on the street and just been given one of his warm handshakes and to look into those eyes of Kedusha, he said their lives would have been changed forever. He said, that's the real tragedy. The tragedy is that if all of our enemies would just sense the goodness that we aspire to. But I was thinking about that as I read this kina. Disco, hashkacha pratis, and grandeur, and greatness, and nobility, and beauty, and sanctity. Lama lanetzach. Why are people getting murdered on the street? And why are kids in a yeshiva and Sderot or other places worried about rockets coming into their rooms? Why are we worried about tunnels and terrorist plots and the degradation of the nation and the BDE and sanctions and Iran and to make a treaty with a nation that to this day just promises the death of Israel? There's Ko, there's opportunity, there's godless, there's greatness. Lama lanetzach, and why do we find ourselves generation after generation, even in our generation, sort of being lowered and being degraded? If anybody feels that the kinos are about like a building, let's talk about a building from thousands of years ago. It's Kavod Shemayim, it's Kavod Yisrael. That's what we think about, we mourn for, we pray for, we feel very much in this kingdom. and so many of the other keynotes. Because you only keynote your gimbal. Eko Merkare Slab.